This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A wildfire burning mostly in Pueblo County is nearly contained. The St. Charles fire started more than 2 weeks ago and prompted pre-evacuation notices in both Pueblo and Custer counties. Firefighters benefited from the recent cold front that moved through the state, though snow has made it tough to access the fire line. Smoke may still be visible as some hot spots continue to burn. A King Soopers grocery store in southeastern Colorado Springs reopened today. CPR's Matt Bloom reports the store closed this summer due to asbestos contamination.
Workers discovered the cancer-causing material in the store's flooring in June and abruptly closed the grocery. In the months since, the company says it worked with a certified asbestos consulting firm and the state's health department on a remodel and remediation. The closure left many residents in the area in a lurch, and hunger advocacy groups pushed for a quick reopening. King Soopers is holding a ribbon cutting to mark the occasion. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
A SpaceX rocket had its own police escort for a road trip through Colorado this weekend. The city of Littleton plans to permanently display the 190-foot rocket along the Mary Carter Greenway near downtown. Officials haven't announced a solid date for that yet. SpaceX rockets are the first privately developed spacecrafts to successfully return to Earth after orbiting the planet. The boosters are able to land themselves upright after detaching mid-flight. That technology has allowed SpaceX to significantly reduce waste. And Denver Animal Protection is warning residents that Halloween haunts aren't just scary for humans, they can be scary for pets too, so watch out for them. This is CPR News, it's 5:06.